If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Jeff Holtzman. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has unveiled legislation aimed at replacing the sequester. The proposal would take money saved from ending military operations in Iraq and drawing down forces in Afghanistan to offset the mandatory budget cuts for about 5 months. The plan, however, is not flying with Republicans, who say that it's a gimmick to count future unspent war dollars as savings. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called Reid's plan, quote, fiscally irresponsible. Democrats, however, pointed out that House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan's budget plan features a similar proposal. Senator Frank Lautenberg has introduced a measure that would require explosives buyers to first submit to a federal background check. The bill contains a series of provisions aimed at making it harder for suspected terrorists to get their hands on dangerous materials. And the Federal Housing Finance Agency has announced that U.S. housing prices rose more than 7% between February 2012 and February of this year. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
Okay, hi there. I believe we are finally on the air. This is Radio Free America. This is ConservativeNationRadio.org, and it's all BTR's fault. You know, that's all I can tell you. For some reason, Skype is just not connecting with it. I did have a connection with Skype when the show started, but then it just went away, so I had to call in by phone, which is why it probably does not sound very well. Duke Brooks here, 718-305-7176 is the number. Thanks a lot for being along. This is the new Wednesday edition of Radio Free America on ConservativeNationRadio.org. Thank you for being along. Someone has been waiting to go live on the air for quite a long time. You are live on Radio Free America. Who's this?
Well, Duke, it's Michael. I'm driving, so I call in and listen to shows when I can.
Oh, okay. All right, well, very fine. I did not realize that, and now I will go ahead and take you off. Well, I'll put you on hold, I guess, Michael, is what you want to do, right?
Yeah, if you'd just park me, brother, and I don't know, maybe a little bit later on after you get your show going, which I'm really excited about your new Wednesday time slot, by the way.
Me too.
I thank you.
Me too.
I thank you for taking charge and suggesting that we do that. I think it's a great fit for Wednesday night. I'm looking forward to hearing your show. We've had so much happen since last Monday. I can't wait to hear what you got to say.
Well, there have been quite a few things, and obviously I've got some thoughts about them. So I'll put you back on hold, my brother.
All right, man. If you get back in, I might have something to
do. Oh, you're breaking up kind of bad, Michael. But we'll be talking to you later.
All right, bro.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Okay, that is live radio for you, and that's all right. I simply didn't recognize Michael's telephone number, and I'm trying to mute him. It looks, there you go, okay. All right, very fine. Anyway, if you would like to chat about anything, I thought tonight that we might speak a little bit about Boston. I was shocked over the last 2 or 3 days that Bob Beckel, you know, that leftist on The Five and Fox News and everything, he's their token kind of like commie. Anyway, Bob Beckel is now saying he thinks it would be a good idea to limit the number of Muslim students that can come into this country. Well, here, Bob, where you been all this time, pal? The number here is 718-305-7176. If you watch Bob Beckel, if you watch The Five on Fox, I do. I love it. It's got Angela Tarantula on it. You know, she now has a radio show. It's pretty excellent. It's a very good program, and there's a lot of good opinions there. And generally speaking, I like Fox primarily because they are not a bunch of liberals trying to control the agenda. Now, there is a trial taking place just up the road from me in Philadelphia of an abortion doctor whose name is Kermit Gosnell. And apparently there were 8 charges of murder lodged against him. The judge threw out 3 of them, I think. This is a guy that apparently just did not recognize that a live baby is a live baby, even if it was artificially withdrawn. That is a live human being, and this is something that this doctor simply does not recognize, or at least did not recognize. And the fact of the matter is, apparently the defense ended their case today without calling any witnesses. And summations will begin in Philadelphia tomorrow. I mean, listen, I don't know about you. We're having a big death penalty debate in Delaware right now. I don't know about you, but I can tell you that if there's anything that cries out for the death penalty, I've got to be honest with you, this is probably it. I mean, I knew that with abortion being legal in this country, that it was really only a matter of time before this sort of thing began to happen. And obviously it has happened in Philadelphia. And there are murder charges lodged, and there should be, but we'll see what happens with that. I suspect that the trial will probably be wrapped up by this time next week. So it should be an extremely interesting event and extremely interesting verdict. Speaking of verdicts, obviously there has been no trial. I think that that Joker Sarnaev, suspect number 2, the white hat suspect, I think that he is has been indicted on a couple of charges. He was not held as an enemy combatant, which I think is regrettable. That's what he should have been held as. You know, the U.S. Constitution defines a few things. It only defines one crime. There is only one crime which is defined in the U.S. Constitution. That's Article 3, Section 3, and that's where we find the U.S. constitutional definition of treason. And it says treason against the United States. I'm doing this from memory. I don't have it in front of me. I should. I could probably get it, but I think I know it. Treason against the United States shall consist solely in taking up arms against them, adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. And you can't, you know, it's interesting there. You read the Constitution written in the 1780s by a bunch of very, very smart guys like James Madison. And you see just how smart these guys were. But you also see that there are some old legal terms. How many people know, let me see a show of hands. Actually, it's better to call 718-305-7176. There is a legal term. The legal term is corruption of blood. Does anybody know what that means? I know what it means. But, I mean, you know, we don't see this sort of thing. How about bill of attainder? A bill of attainder removes a person's citizenship from them. corruption of blood means that the penalty imposed on one person shall also be imposed on the other people in the person's family. That has been a kind of a treatment for traitors for a very, very long time, all over the world. But the Constitution specifically prohibits corruption of blood. In other words, if one person is convicted of treason, you can't go ahead and take away the citizenship rights of the guy's entire family. Just not allowed to do that in this country. And, of course, you know, it just seems to me it would be appropriate to do that to these guys from Chechnya. Why on earth did they do what they did? It's just absolutely beyond me. Just about 12 minutes now, after the top of the hour, this is Radio Free America. Hey, listen up. Make sure to join former U.S. Navy SEAL Carl Higbee on The Sound of Freedom with Hig and Resch, Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. You've probably seen Carl on Fox and Friends. He is the author of Battle on the Home Front. He's also an outspoken critic of the Obama administration. Liberals can't stand him because he's right. That alone means that he fits right in here, obviously. So anyway, listen to Sound of Freedom with Carl Higbee and former Navy JAG attorney Guy Reschenthaler Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. 718-305-7176 is the number. Speaking of real conservatives, our Delaware Republican Party has its convention this weekend in Wilmington. Yours truly and my lovely girlfriend Linda are both delegates. So the future of the GOP in the first state is in our hands. Isn't that right, hon?
That's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Not exactly. There are a lot of delegates. I think there's something like 200 delegates in total. Almost 90 of them come from my county because we have more Republican weight in our county than the Republican Party has in any of the other counties in the state. There's only two other counties. Geopolitically, I'm pretty sure that Delaware is actually the smallest state in the union. Geographically, it's not as small as Rhode Island. Rhode Island has like five counties. We have only three, and we have a very small population here. It's only about 900,000 people in the entire state, and I think that 899,000 of them live in Wilmington or close to there. Actually, there are 13 zip codes in the northernmost county in the state, Newcastle County. And those 13 zip codes are concentrated more than half of the population of the entire state. If those 13 zip codes vote, 51% of the voters in those 13 zip codes vote for a certain issue or a candidate, the entire rest of the state could vote the other way and it wouldn't matter. So that's how top-heavy Delaware is. Anyway, it is 7:15 Eastern Daylight Time. Duke Brooks here. This is Radio Free America. More of your calls are coming up, so don't go away.
You must be your fairy godmother.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Happy to see you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari. You're listening to Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org.
All righty then. I hope you can hear me. Duke Brooks here. This is Radio Free America. Sorry about the technical things, but newsflash, once again, Skype is not working with Blog Talk Radio, which is our platform. So that's why I sound like this, you know, almost like Rocky Rococo. Anyway, 718-305-7176 is the number. Thanks a lot for being along. We were speaking about the death penalty a short while ago, and of course, it's difficult to think about that now without also thinking about the context of what happened in Boston last Monday, about 9 days ago. It was the way the media handled the entire thing was bizarre. They, of course, were hoping that it was a right-wing IRS avenger or something like that, and they started bringing up its tax day. They started saying this is the kind of thing the Tea Party would do and that sort of thing. I can't be the only guy in the entire country who is really kind of fed up with the way the left-wing media treats conservatives, treats anybody that is not a leftist. It has been pointed out that they are basically morally bankrupt, and frankly, I believe that they are. And as a result, their ideology is based primarily on simply insulting other people because they don't have anything else. You know, they don't have anything else. They don't have any logic or facts or history. What they do have is emotions and feelings and theories. Conservatives have logic. We have reasoning. We have history. We have those things on our side. The liberal left, quite obviously, has only a bunch of feelings, a bunch of emotions, and a bunch of gee whiz, wouldn't it be nice, and that sort of thing. And, you know, in a way, well, I was going to say that I feel sorry for them. Actually, I kind of don't feel sorry for them. I do think that they live in a world that they cannot understand. I mean, I remember on one occasion when they took the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge oil area off the table. The Senate had passed a bill indicating that it would not be available for drilling for oil. The next day, the price of oil worldwide went up. A day or so after that, Ted Kennedy, who was still alive and still a senator then, came out and made some statement like, why on earth would the price of oil go up? What do these two things have to do with each other? Hello! It is known as supply and demand, late Senator Kennedy, whose car has killed more people than my guns, but I digress. 718-305-7176 is the number. This is the first Wednesday edition of Radio Free America, and I welcome you to it. I'm glad that you're along listening. Michael Smith is along listening. He is the main man here at Radio Free America. But the liberals, of which Michael is not one, just seem to have something like a chronic inability to simply comprehend the laws of supply and demand. And the law of supply and demand is one of those laws that cannot be broken. What the liberals and the left are always trying to do is convince people that they have figured out a way to break the law of supply and demand. They have figured out a way around high prices. Vote for me, and I will give you free stuff. That's pretty much the deal. No one asks, who pays for the free stuff? Where does it come from? Who's going to produce it? Who's going to pay for it? Nobody asks that.